Want to get live push notification alerts whenever a company you follow releases an RNS? Find out more at voxmarkets.co.uk/app.
Welcome. You're listening to Industry Experts podcast by Vox Markets. I'm Anita, and joining me today is Hayden Locke, Executive Director at Emerson, a potash development company focused on their Chemisette potash project in northern Morocco. As Hayden has a proven record in the mining and minerals sector, he will take us through some of the nuances in this field. Thank you for joining us. Before we delve properly into the weeds, can you give us an overview of potash? What is it and what is it used for?
So potash is the name used to describe any fertilizer that contains potassium specifically. There are multiple different types of potash and potassium-bearing fertilizers. So it's really the generalized name for anything that's used in the fertilizer space with potassium in it.
And what brought you to potash development? Do you like the agricultural space in general, or was there something particularly exciting about this sector?
So I first came into the potash space by luck, which forced me to have a good look at the agricultural space in general. I've now spent about 5 years working in the space. And I really like the general agricultural theme is one that really resonates well with me, and I think does with investors globally, in that global population is growing. The amount of arable land per capita for farming and growing food to feed the growing population is shrinking. And as a result, you need to increase yield levels coming from those arable land using these fertilizers. So there's a very clear, strong thematic which supports demand for fertilizers in general, but also supports the agricultural theme in general. And I think potash plays a big role in that, which is why I like it.
And what differentiates potash fertilizer from maybe other compounds? What are the main benefits of using a potash-based fertilizer?
Potassium, so it's really what does potassium do for plant growth, and what does it do for the yields and things? I think the way to look at it is it's the benefit for potassium in general is that it improves water retention, it improves the disease resistance of roots of crops and things like that. Obviously very important, but you've got to look at fertilizer as a holistic thing. There's a thing called the Liebig barrel, which I guess the way to think of that is it's like a chain is only as strong as its weakest link. The Liebig barrel says plant growth is limited by the nutrient which is in shortest supply. So when you're looking at plant growth and you're looking at fertilizer, you have to be looking at everything, not just the three key macronutrients, nitrogen, phosphate, and potassium, but you have to be looking at all of the micronutrients as well. Are they deficient in the soil? What type of micronutrients and macronutrients does a specific crop need? And so potassium forms a part of that really well-balanced approach to trying to fertilize and improve yields in general for these crops.
In our research, we also saw that potash saves or maximizes effective use of water, and also could be potentially beneficial as, you know, population grows and we need to meet a higher demand of feeding people. What do you see as the main benefit there? Is it more environmental, or does it help in creating larger deliveries?
I don't think you can really prioritize one benefit over the other because they're both interlinked, really. You know, we need to be careful of the environment in order to achieve that food security goal. But you are right. There is very much fundamentally how do we feed this growing population is one of the key questions to answer. I think historically agricultural and intensive agriculture with fertilization has had some negative impacts on the environment. I think that's very clear. It's very well understood. What we're seeing now is a much more tailored approach, which goes back to that comment that I was making earlier, which is fertilizer. You can't just put the same fertilizer on every single soil and hope to achieve the same result. You have to have a very specific approach to each of your different soil types, different crop types. And so what we're seeing is a much smarter application of fertilizer occurring, which is really reducing, not eliminating, but reducing those environmental impacts that come with intensive agriculture. There's still quite a way to go, But the agriculture industry is very focused on it. But I think it's clear that we need to address the food security goal while looking at the ways to do that more sustainably.
Mm-hmm. And something else that kept cropping up a lot in our research was the view that the potash market is in, quote, oversupply. Can you run us through this? And in your view, is that a correct assessment?
It's an interesting one because, it is widely talked about that the potash market is in oversupply. I think the other way to look at it is if you have a look at any mineral industry, every single mineral in the world has overcapacity, i.e. if the price goes up, there are dormant assets that can be turned on to meet the increasing demand of that mineral. It's true in copper, it's true in gold, probably not so true in cobalt at this point in time, but it's true in virtually every other mineral.